Thank you for tuning in to the Sermon of the Week with Pastor Tommy A. Murphy of New Bethel Church of God in Christ. New Bethel is a church on the move for God, and this podcast is an extension of the ministry for getting out the gospel to the masses. At the end of the sermon, information will be given of our church's location, phone number, web address, and an opportunity to get this sermon in its entirety. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 4, verse 7, the word of God declares, "Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and in all you're getting, get understanding." Now let's go to the Sermon of the Week with Pastor Tommy A. Murphy. Be blessed.
Today, for the presence of the saints in this place, we know that God, your power and anointing to heal and deliver and set free, God is potent, present, powerful in this room right now. And God, we submit to you and we say to you, God, have your way. Do in this place as only you can. And God, we believe your word that declared that you can do exceedingly above all that we're able to ask or to think. And God, we believe the day that the enemy's hand is already defeated, and that every purpose and promise that you have for the lives of these people, God, we believe by faith is already done. We declare by your word that you are Alpha and Omega. You're the beginning and the end. God, what you've started, you have the power to complete. We submit to you and we say to you, oh God, that Lord, you would move in this place in us and declare, God, your works in the lives of men. We speak deliverance now in Jesus' name, and we call it done, and we thank you for it as we put our hands together today and celebrate, because we believe it is so. Come on, give God glory if you believe it today. Magnify the name of the Lord. He's worthy. In the word of God, today we've been studying, actually we start in Luke chapter 2. Let's go there. We've been doing a lot from that verse, that chapter, that book. But I want to continue this today. Amen. We're talking about the Christ. Yes. He is our deliverer. Luke chapter 2. I mean, why don't we just read the first few verses, 1 through 7, and we'll go forward in the strength of the Lord there. If you're there, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's look at what the Lord said in verse 1, Luke 2, verse 1 through 7, for the time that we have. Let's read together if you're there. It says, "And it came to pass in those days that went out a decree from Caesar Augustus
that all the world should be taxed.
And this taxing
was first made with Cyrenius,
the governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, unto Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished, she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn." Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Can you just lift your voice and just shout this with me? The Christ.
The Christ.
Of Christmas.
Of Christmas.
Come on, look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, I serve the Christ, of Christmas. Amen. And I want to just share some of the attributes of Christ today. We talk from the perspective of unwrapping this gift, as Mary, the Bible said in verse 7, she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn, is what the word says. But when she wrapped him, I shared, and perhaps not, at least in this service, but there's some specific things regarding the clothes that he was wrapped in. And we know that he came as the king, although the surroundings in which he came did not depict nor portray very distinct or tremendous royalty. Because he was in very meager surroundings is how he appeared. And, you know, it wasn't just a happenstance that he appeared in this manner, but it was by design that he came like this. But it did not matter what the surroundings was. He's still the King of glory. Amen? And that's what the word declares. And we shared about Simeon. It's a tremendous, tremendous display of the Lord's faithfulness when we look at how the Lord presented himself. I like it because although he had the power that we know he had, he did not necessarily promote it in that setting. And a lot of us make final judgments from the beginning of things. And what God encouraged us to do through the presentation of his son is encourage us not to make the final conclusion from how things are initially presented. Does that make sense? Amen. And what he shows us is when you are in a storm, he declares, don't ever conclude that it's lost because of where you are right now, because God has the power to turn things around.
Yes, sir.
Amen. The way that he came is certainly not the way, you know, in essence, is not the way that he left. I like to think about the fact that he's everything that God sent him to be. Amen. And he's not just, listen, not just a baby in a manger, but he is the Christ of the season. Amen. That means he is the one that came with the purpose of delivering us from our sin. And when you consider, we talked about how he was unraveled in, you know, in the lives of men. I shared that, you know, this is a time, and I talked about the way, and I had the privilege of reopening some gifts, and I just like to be meticulous when I do that, of course. But this is a gift that it takes a lifetime to unravel.
Yeah.
You never get him completely unwrapped. Because every time you believe, you figured him out. Elder Askew said a few minutes ago, just when you believe, you have cornered the market. You have monopolized the ability of God to deliver. God does something that much more spectacular. Because you can never, the Bible says, he is beyond finding out. Now, you know, as it relates to a gift, that's pretty powerful. To say that the gift that God gave us is beyond finding out. You know, we used to go to great lengths to find out what our gifts were years ago. We would figure out where, you know, we probably, I don't know what our minds were. We, you know, we figured out that the older we got, the more that Santa Claus thing changed. Amen. You know, one, he was, when we were young and really couldn't grasp it, he was the one that came and brought the toys. And then we started looking around the house and seeing stuff that they had stashed in different places. And the story changed. Then he just came and set them out while we were asleep. What is that about? Amen. So we figured out that it was not, that there was no such thing. Uncover your children's ears for a minute. Uncover them. There is no such thing as Santa Claus. On every brother and every sister in this place, just look at your hand, look at your hand. Now, it's too much labor from these hands to be giving that credit to somebody else. Look at that stuff in the morning and say, this is the Lord's doing. And it is marvelous in our eyes. Amen. Amen. And let me just encourage the parents that may be nervous about that is the children, they don't really care where they come from after all that. They're going to enjoy that bike or those skates anyway. They don't care who brought them. Forget about it. Just tell them the truth so you don't raise them up to believe a lie rather than the truth. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Thank God. A bunch of believers. So we figured out. We look. We could figure out the gifts. We knew where to look and where you know those things might be. But God said concerning the gift of Christ, he is beyond finding out. No matter how deep you look, there is something even deeper that you can uncover about him as a gift. Several things the word of God says about him as a gift. One, he presented us with salvation. He gave us this. This is what the word said in verse number 30. Let's go there real quick. He says, for mine eyes have seen your salvation. Amen. It informs us that this Simeon was waiting on, the Bible says, the consolation of Israel. The word means The word consolation means comfort by way of encouragement. And what that simply says is God had already promised him that this is what I'm going to do in your life, Simeon. He says, you won't die until you have seen the Lord's Christ. So he gave him that promise. And guess what? God fulfilled the promise in his life. And as we're declaring, you know, God is a God that as needs arise in our life, he shows various attributes or parts of himself. Amen. We know him in this case. He's a promise keeper. All through the word of God, he shows himself as a promise keeper. He promised Abraham, if you would just put your son on the square, he told him, he said, listen, because you committed yourself to sacrificing your son, he says, I have made provision for you. As he put the son on the square, raised his hand, listen, with a knife, getting ready to slay his son, the angel of the Lord said, Abraham, Abraham, he says, stay your hand. Yes. He says, for over there in the thicket, I have provided a ram. It's what he told him. Amen. God is a, that's why the word of God says he is. And this is when that particular name is initiated or introduced in the word of God. It says he is Jehovah Jireh. Amen. Because he's a God that provides. Come on, if you know him to be a provider, touch your neighbor and tell your neighbor, I've tried him. I've found him to be a provider. Listen, when you study the word Jireh, the word it implies two things. One, it says God sees, Not only this, and not only does he sees, but the Bible says, listen, in definition of the word sees, it says he not only sees, but he sees to it. Yeah. Oh, praise God. Amen. Seeing it means he see the need that you have. Amen. Touch your neighbor and ask them, are you in a storm right now? Tell him, I found out that God sees your storm. So you can just rest assured that whatever you're going through, he already knows that you're going through it. Amen. Watch, even before you call on the name of the Lord, he already knows what you're going through. Yes. Come on, somebody shout, he sees. See, when you talk about him being a provider first, a lot of folk don't know. That's why people, go around saying things about this, even the best friends that you have. Let me keep it nice today. You know, because you're going through certain things and your best friend didn't even help you out. They don't even know you're going through it. Yeah. Amen. Sometimes they don't even have a clue. Yeah. Amen. But there's nothing you go through that God doesn't know that you're going to, because Jireh means he sees your calamity. Amen. Don't you know that the darkest night that you have is not sufficient for God not to see what you're going through? If you're sick, guess what? Tell your neighbor he provides. First, because he sees. And listen, and I like it because he doesn't stop and just sing it, but tell your neighbor he see to it as well. What does he see to, preacher? He see to it that you are, listen, delivered from whatever you're going through. He see to it that provision is given for whatever the need is you have in your life. Tell your neighbor he see to it as well. My God. Listen, he doesn't just look and turn, listen, his head, but he look to see what you're going through, and then he see to it that you're taken care of. Yeah. When you ain't got enough food, he'll see to it that from somewhere. Yeah. Touch your neighbor and tell him deliverance is on the way. My God, that's the God that I serve. So every time I unwrap him just a little bit more, I find out he's a God that see to it. Yeah. Touch your neighbor and tell him he's a God that see to it. My God, he'll see to it that the devil is defeated. Listen, when I wasn't saved, my God, he saw that I wasn't saved. And he didn't leave me right there. He saw to it, y'all, that I had a Savior. Are you glad he saw to it, my God, that I had a way to be delivered from the sin that I was in? Touch your neighbor and tell him, I'm glad I have a God that see to it. Right now. Amen. He'll see to it that whatever your need is, he says, I'm the God that has the supply.
Yes, sir. Come on, somebody shout, what a mighty God we serve. We've got to hurry to a close here, but God shows us, saints of God, that listen, that he is a God that you can never, figure him out. You can't get to the bottom of who he is or to the bottom of what he does, because he can do some stuff that will literally, blow your mind. It's what the word says. And then not only does he give us, present salvation to us, but he sees to it that God's offer that he's given us of salvation. Some of us, don't receive the things that he makes available to us. The Bible says in verse 33, it says, and Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him, is what the word says. It said in verse 34, it says, and Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary, his mother, behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which should be spoken against. 35 says, yea, a sword shall pierce through your own soul also, and the thoughts, he says, of many hearts, he says, be revealed, is what he declared. And all he's saying here is, there are going to be people through them, as magnificent as this gift is, some people reject the gift. Uh-huh. Huh? Because listen, he's not just Jehovah Rapha.
Come on.
Not just Jehovah Jireh, he's Jehovah Rapha.
Uh-huh.
And then he's also Jehovah, he said, so many names. I'm going to talk about each one of those names before I'm done here, not this morning, but you're going to hear about these. Because these represent the characteristics of who he is.
That's it.
And listen, and wherever your need is, you find yourself, listen, being covered by one of the attributes that God represents. Amen? And as mighty as he is, the thing that's interesting is in the text it says that as mighty as he is, some still rejected him. Huh? It said he came for the purpose of bringing deliverance to the hearts of people that would say yes to him. Let me just say to you this way. It's a very powerful thing how the Lord presents life to us. And everything that you see in the word of God is God providing life to every one of us. But many of us choose what we think is life versus the life that God presents in the word of God. He told us, now we declare we really believe the word of God. Amen? We declare that we believe the word. And because what he says is, I am the way, the truth, and the what?
Life.
Amen. Now, if he is life, listen, now, no other person, he says, and if you come to me, listen, any other way, he says, you're a thief and a robber. So he says, listen, no other way is there life but mine. But what we do, we choose other life that we perceive to be life. Because the enemy has, the Bible says, he's darkened the minds of those, that don't believe.
Amen.
Huh? He says, when we choose a life, that's why when you call people to Christ, some will say, listen, that sounds good, but I don't think I'm going to roll that way this time. Huh? You heard a lot of talk about people, mailmen rolling through neighborhoods, and the ladies in the neighborhoods, or men, I presume, men and women, offered them the opportunity to sell, to put their children on the mailman's taxes for several hundred dollars. What? That means some of the people in the route that he carried, that he delivers on, they'll say, listen, you can put my child's name on your taxes and increase your tax return if you just give me a couple hundred bucks out the deal. Amen. So that's a person that don't believe God. Now, I know y'all don't believe in messing up with taxes, but I declare you a drive away from the drafted with a hamburger you know ain't yours. Look at your neighbor and say, wow. All right, let me move on. So what the Lord says, what he says to us, listen, we choose the life that we think, is life. The Bible said there are ways which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Amen? So listen, there's a life that you choose that doesn't provide what the life in Christ is destined to provide. And I declare, when you look at the word of God, man, the fact that he is such a prolific promise keeper, no one would ever choose life outside of him. I mean, he has this thing nailed, y'all. I mean, he promised stuff in the word of God that, listen, I shared the other day that people that deal with numbers, have done statistics on how phenomenal listen, what the probability is that someone that promised to do what he did, that he promised to do and did it the way that he did it, the probability that those things would come to pass. And every one of them did. Huh? And this, let me just suffice to say, the probability was staggering. All right. Man. Just to say, least, let me move on. Because, you know, I'm being timed. All right. So listen, if you trust that God can do exactly what he said he's going to do, and he's proven that I can do it. Man. Why would we ever choose a life outside of the life of Christ? Yeah. Because the Bible, what we're told is that it's not really life. It's just deception. Amen. The $200 may look good today, but you don't know what you missed just because you got the 200 bucks. Amen. You don't know what you missed because you got away with the hamburger at the drive-thru. Amen. Listen, you might get the burger, but you missed, listen, the opportunity to own a restaurant. You don't hear me what I'm saying? Because the Bible said, eyes have not seen, neither ear heard. And I dare you stand up and testify about something you got because you lied to get it. The devil is a lie. You don't have to fabricate blessings where the Lord is concerned. Listen, Simeon had been in the temple for years waiting on the promise. And did he go anywhere? No. He waited on the promise. Tell your neighbor, I'm waiting on God. I'm waiting on God. And listen, and that's why the Lord said, when I give you my word, he said, nothing will stop me from delivering on the word that I've given. And remember, when we say one place we unwrap him, not only Jehovah Jireh, but we also talk about Rapha, which means he's the Lord that healeth us, right? Listen, and then we call him the three that we really understand, Jehovah Nissi, which means the Lord our banner. Let me just mention, when you read that in Exodus 15, Nisi means that he's a warrior in your behalf. Yes. Oh, praise God. Yes. That means that everything he promised you, anything that comes against it, God said, I am the warrior that will stand, listen, in your defense. I'm the warrior that will knock down every lie that tries to stop you from getting what I promised to give to your life. Tell your neighbor, thank God he is Jehovah Nissi.
God, he is Jehovah.
My God, when the devil says no, the Lord says yes, I will give it to you. Listen, when the Lord speaks, that's why many of us have testimonies right now about stuff we went through. When my doctor told me that you were going to always have circulation problems in your legs. And listen, the Lord, I was preaching it here one day, and I did one of those things when I'm getting excited, you know, and the Lord said, I healed you right there. I said, oh, thank God. Listen, went back to the doctor. I was wearing those orthotic holes, you know, to help the circulation in your leg. And you know what I would do, because I had to wear them. I said, I'm not going to wear them on one leg. I'm going to wear them on both legs. I'm not going to wear a blue orthotic hose and then a black sock. No, I'm going to try to be stylish with my mess. You don't hear what I'm saying. I had all kind of colors, y'all. I was nursing my sickness. You hear what I'm saying? But the Lord said, you're healed. Yes. I went back to the doctor. Listen, and no sign, no problem. That's been about 3 or 4 years ago. The Lord delivered. The Lord, listen, he said, everything that comes against you, the Lord said, I'm a warrior. I will do it in your behalf. Yes. Touch your neighbor and tell him, I'm ready to see the fulfillment of my promise in your life. He said, oh yeah, I am your provision. I'm your provider. He said, I'm your warrior. Listen, I'm going to come to the rescue whenever you need me, my God, to move in your behalf. The Lord said, I'm going to do it just for you. Anybody glad about that in this place today? Come on, celebrate God all over this house. What an awesome God we serve. And listen, and the Lord declared, because he is Nissi, because he is, listen, our provider, because he is, listen, our banner. The Bible said in whatever area, he said, I'm going to lift up a flag, is what the word said. When the enemy rushed in like a flood, remember that?
Yes.
He said the Spirit of the Lord will lift up.
Lift up a standard.
Huh? Yes, the standard is that flag pole.
Yes,
he said, and I'm your banner, so whatever it is you need, he says, I'm going to be the one, listen, to come to your rescue. And I like it because whatever your need is, it may not be the area where I have a need. That's why he's God, you all, is because he has the capacity to meet every need that's represented in this place. Do you hear what I'm saying? Look at your neighbor. You ain't got to respond to them, neighbor, but they just want to wake up the fact that there may be a need in your life. Ask your neighbor, what is it you need from God? What is it you need? You don't have to answer them right now. Just know that God already knows what you need, and he already has the supply. My God, in the palm of his hand. Tell your neighbor, I need God right now. Listen, and when we look at him, when we look at God in that manner, that's why, listen, they were unwrapping him. And the people in the Word of God in this brief text we read, listen, they love God. They didn't do like we do. They waited on God. Simeon waited. My God, he was an old man. My God, but he was faithful though. Tell your neighbor, I don't know how long you've been waiting, but tell your neighbor the promise has got to come to pass. I know you've been waiting on God to do something in your life for a while. Listen, and I like it because God is no respecter of persons. We talk about Simeon having waited for a while. The promise that God gave, huh? Tell your neighbor, thank God the brother waited. The brother waited. Every brother, wave your hand in this place because the brother stood strong in the text. Didn't he stand, brothers? Raise your hand, men, because the brother stood up in the text. He said, I'm a man of God. I'm going to stand in this place, and I don't care how bad it gets. I don't care how old I get. The promise will never weary. The promise will never falter. The promise will never fail in my life. I will wait. I heard a Job anointing on his life. All the days of my appointed time, I will wait until my change comes. Can somebody touch your neighbor and tell him, if you just learn to wait on God? The Lord said in Galatians 6:9, he said, don't be weary in well-doing, for in due season, he said, you're going to reap if you just don't give up. Tell your neighbor, it's too early for you to quit, because the God of glory, he's already given us a promise for our life. Listen, he didn't tell us when he was coming. He just said, in due season, I'm going to do it. And somebody asked, well, preacher, when is due season? Look at your neighbor and tell him, I don't have a clue when it is. But if God said it's coming, you better believe one thing. Tell your neighbor, it's on the way. Can somebody celebrate God in this place? What an awesome God. Listen, listen, you know we can't close right there. Listen, let me say a word for the ladies in here. The brother stood up in the text. But if you keep on reading, that was a prophetess. Her name is Anna. She waited in the temple. The Bible said that her husband died, and she didn't fall away from the church, but she went to the temple, and she became faithful. Can I see the hands of the ladies in this place that would declare by the word of God, I'm not giving up, but I'm waiting on the Lord. Some of y'all have been waiting for a moment, but the Bible said that Anna, she waited for 44 years in the temple of the Lord. Is there a believer that will wait on God, believing that God will do it in your life? Come on, give God some glory in.
Somebody tell him, I'm gonna wait on the Lord. Tell him, I'm waiting on God to do what he said. Nobody can do us like God. Give him some praise. He's worthy to. Hallelujah. Come on, stand up on your feet, saints of God. We've got to get out of here. My God. Come on, anybody here tried the Lord? Tell your neighbor, I tried to unwrap it. I tried to figure him out. But God said, I'm going to do great things in your life. Is there anybody here that's been surprised by the things that God said he'll do? Tell your neighbor, I've tried him in so many areas, and God just won't fail. He won't fail. He won't fail. He won't fail. Just when I think I'm going down for the last count, the Lord picked me up, turned me around, placed my feet. Tell your neighbor, I tried him, and I know him. I found him to be a friend. Whoa, what a friend we have in Jesus.
Thank you for listening to the Sermon of the Week with Pastor Tommy A. Murphy of New Bethel Church of God in Christ. New Bethel is a church on the move for God, and this podcast is an extension of the ministry for getting out the gospel to the masses. New Bethel Church of God in Christ, under the leadership of Pastor Tommy A. Murphy and First Lady Doris Murphy, is inviting you out to worship with their congregation at 1520 Little Rock Road, Charlotte, this Sunday for three dynamic services, 8 a.m., 10 a.m., and 12 noon. If you want to know more about New Bethel Church of God in Christ, go to our website, www.newbethelchurch.com. Also, if you were inspired by the sermon and wanting to obtain the message in its entirety, call us at 704-391-0365 and let your family, friends, and co-workers know about this podcast by simply logging on to www.praisecharlotte.com on your desktop, laptop, tablet, or smartphone and listen to the Sermon of the Week. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 4, verse 7, the Word of God declares, "Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and all in your getting, get understanding."
God bless you, saints of God. This is Pastor Tommy Murphy. I look forward to seeing you there.